Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Hey everyone, this is Peter, Gamertag Radio, here at the Xbox Media Showcase for E3 2018. I'm here with Solomon, checking out the Xbox Adaptive Controller, something somewhat dear to my heart. I have a special needs nephew, and so something like this is something that I would love to be able to introduce to him so that he could be able to use it. So if you could please tell me about the Adaptive Controller, its roots, where it came from, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So the Adaptive Controller started 3 years ago at a hackathon. So every summer, Microsoft has what we call 1 week, which is our big hack. And it's actually, it's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest hack in the world.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So this started back in 15, and we partnered with a group called Warfighters Engaged, which is a nonprofit that helps returning veterans with disabilities game. And they came to us and they said, you know, we crack apart these controllers all the time. We build these custom rigs. We'd like something better. You know, we'd like to make something else. And Microsoft said, absolutely. So a passionate team of people joined up together at that hackathon in 15, worked on it, came up with something. And then it went through the next couple of hackathons as well. And so 3 years later, after partnering with Warfighters Engaged, with Able Gamers, with Special Effect in the UK, with Craig Hospital in Denver, which specializes in spinal cord injury, and a number of other passionate team members like myself as a gamer with disability, we've come up with the Xbox Adaptive Controller. So it's been a huge passion project for Microsoft, a lot of people involved, a lot of people in love with the work we've done, and built in conjunction in a way that no hardware has ever been designed before with our community. So we worked with all those partners. We took a lot of partner feedback, a lot of input. So every design choice on that controller is the result of conversations and feedback and observations that we got from our community partners. So it really was designed in many ways with the gamers with disability community that we work with. So,
yeah, it's fantastic. So we're looking at the controller from here. You have the regular D-pad on the bottom left. You've got two, you know, large buttons for use. I did notice when I was looking at it earlier, there is a row of inputs on the top. Can you explain what those are for?
Absolutely. So the switches on the back, the ports on the back is what you're talking about. Those are our 3.5 millimeter standard jack size ports. And the reason we chose that is because that's the industry standard for adaptive switches. So we didn't want to create something that would require you to sort of buy a whole new set of accessories to go with it. We wanted it to just fit naturally into the ecosystem of technology that already existed in that world to sort of serve as a great bridge between gaming and adaptive technology. So those ports are, each one of them are preset to a function on a standard controller. So your directional pad, your ABXY, your triggers, your bumpers, everything in there has been, as we say, externalized to a port. So all you do is take a switch, plug it into that port, and that's now that button. You can also, though, through the Xbox Accessories app, digitally remap those as well. So if you have different layouts or you want to have buttons configured one way, but you don't want to have to go through the process, or maybe your mobility is limited to the point where it's difficult for you to unplug and replug switches, by digitally remapping them, you can program profiles. So with the push of a single button, you can switch how those buttons work without actually moving any of them. And so, yeah, so the real magic is in those ports. But there are also some other choices we made, like going to a USB-C charger, because I'm sure you, like I, have done the micro USB dance where you always get it in backwards. So the USB-C allows for a larger landing spot, and there is no wrong direction. So it's easier for someone to put in. With those ports, there are actually grooves back there as well to make it easier either for the gamer or for a caretaker to get those switches into the right place, whether you can see the actual port or not. The angle of the device was designed to provide a more comfortable position when using with your feet or your hands. The corners are rounded, the grippy feet on the bottom. I mean, these are all features that came out of those discussions with our occupational therapists and our gamers and all of that. So it's a magical device. But it's the key to remember about this is it's an Xbox controller. Out of the box, it has everything you need to navigate through the system and to use a number of apps, and even some games can be played with just the pure, unattached, adaptive controller. And that's really sort of the beauty of it, is you can do a lot with it out of the box, but you also have a wealth of switches that will be available, not just on Xbox.com, but also through the Microsoft physical stores, which is where I'm from. And so we will be able to provide individuals who come in to buy these with everything they need to get started. And we will help you find the right setup.
That's fantastic. One thing I noticed on the display is we have a myriad of different switches, from a 3D, thrust controller for flight simulators, including a Wii U remote. So that caught my eye. Can we talk about, is there like interactivity between different manufacturers?
So that, the Nunchuck is made by PDP, which is the company that, as I understand, made the same for Nintendo.
Correct.
Because it's just a USB device. And so they reskinned it for us, and because it uses, it's a HID device, a human interface device, it uses the same protocols across both, we can just plug it right into our controller, and it works. So we can program those buttons that are on there, the thumbstick. That's actually how I play Forza now. It's what I call three-finger Forza.
Wait, were you on the stage yesterday?
Yep. Okay. That was me.
Yep. All right. I saw that. That was the first thing I noticed when everybody came out. I noticed the adaptive controller right in front of you, and you had the Nunchuck. And I was like, wait a minute.
Because in that situation with Forza, you really only need a left and a right direction and a gas and a brake. And so that Nunchuck provides that. So that's how I play Forza. I'll add in a foot pedal if I want, just for a little variety, but you can do it with just that one device. And it requires, you plug it in and it takes maybe 30 seconds of button remapping to make that work. But that's just one of the devices. But the USB actually, the adaptive controller is designed so that any USB joystick, like that Logitech device that's over there, you plug it in either to the left or the right, and those are pre-programmed, so you get your movement stick that way. But it can also read up to 8 additional buttons on that device that can be programmed as well. So the Logitech has more than that. The PDP has fewer, but they're both usable for the same thing. And there's actually a function in the adaptive controller, in the remapping, where you can create a shift function. So you can have a foot pedal or an elbow button that actually shifts. So if I were to play, say, Minecraft one-handed, I could be using that PDP controller, and initially that stick will be movement, so right and left movement, forward and back. But as soon as I say push on the foot pedal, that's the shift key, now that stick has changed to look. And those buttons have changed to something else as well. I haven't physically moved anything. I've just pushed the shift key, and now I have a whole other set of tools that's mapped to that same layout.
That's fantastic.
Lots of options.
That's so cool. One last thing I noticed. So you can take basically almost any other controller connected to this and functionally remap it, or for any other system. Is this, so I guess the question is, like, for example, most families that are having to deal with a special needs or, a challenged individual, money is tight because there's insurance issues. What is the cost of the adaptive controller?
So the adaptive controller will cost $99.99 US. Mm-hmm. Pre-orders go live today. It will be available this fall. So compared to a lot of adaptive technologies, which can easily run into the tens of thousands.
Right.
And a lot of the custom controllers that have come before this, which were one-offs, not unreliable. I'm not wanting to suggest the people who've done that work have done amazing work. But if something goes wrong, you may not have someone to fall back on to fix it.
Right.
You now have that peace of mind with Microsoft. We were always going to have these. We're always going to support it. But the cost that was associated with that was in a lot of ways prohibitive for a lot of folks as well.
Exactly.
So the goal with this was to make the device itself affordable. The switches, we are going to have a wide variety of switches from small buttons to big buttons to foot pedals to mouth sticks to proximity sensors or touch pads. These are all things that can be included. And they will range in price as well, depending on what our partners put in. A standard large button may cost $60, but when you're considering, you know, $100 plus maybe a few hundred more if you're buying a lot of switches, as opposed to, you know, potentially thousands of dollars from an earlier situation, it actually, from an adaptive technology standpoint, is quite affordable. And it falls in line really nicely between our special edition controllers and our elite controller. So there is not a limit on who can use this. It may be designed for people with limited mobility, but we've extended that out to use for anyone. And there's a lot of really wonderful immersive gaming options that anyone can use the adaptive controller for. So I urge people to do that.
Oh, definitely. I'll be looking into this for my nephew. One last question before I let you go. I know with some individuals, they don't have the ability to maybe use both limbs or extremities. Is there nudge control, breath control options for this?
Absolutely. So there are a couple of different things that will exist for that. We have peripheral partners that make sip and puff systems that will be supported with that. There are head sticks, there are chin sticks, any number of different things like that. That's sort of the beauty of using the 3.5 millimeter is they all use that as well. So they're all going to work. And we also have dozens of different devices that we're vetting through our Made for Xbox program to make sure that we're getting the best options available to our folks through our website and through our stores as well. So the sky's the limit.
Absolutely.
You know, you find your piece and you run with it. So
I'm so glad that something like this is coming out, and especially, like I said, I have a nephew. I'm so stoked about this. So for people who are listening to the show, want more information on the adaptive controller, where can they go?
Xbox.com is a great place to start. Your local Microsoft store, if you're in North America, is also a wonderful place to go. I would say, yeah, those are probably the two best places to start, the website and then your local store.
Thank you so much for all your time. Have a great rest of your E3.
My pleasure. You as well.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.